It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
All right. Yeah, welcome back, everybody. You're listening or watching Davin's Den. Just your pal Davin hanging out with Joe and Pip on election night. We did a lot of election stuff at the top. This is election stuff, but it's not about Trump or Biden, so that's kind of refreshing. A little interesting story here. In Maryland, a man was arrested this week for refusing to wear a mask at an early voting site and is now suing, claiming his right to vote was illegally suppressed. Daniel Swain, 52, of Falston, was charged with trespassing and failing to comply with a health emergency after he and his 22-year-old son balked several times at putting on masks at a voting center, according to charging documents cited by the Baltimore Sun. Police and election officials said the pair was offered a chance to vote safely outside, but the elder Swain told responding deputies that the request was unconstitutional. You know damn well when they came up with this constitutional, it was inside with air conditioning, you dumb motherfuckers. While claiming Maryland law allowed him to vote indoors without a mask, changing documents show that was the convention of Halloween where they said you don't have to wear a mask at our party. That was they don't talk about that, but that's a real thing, and Swain knew about it. Swain's lawsuit, which was filed in Harford County Circuit Court, seeks a temporary restraining order against the Harford County Board of Elections, its acting director, Harford County Sheriff Jeffrey Goller, and the Jarrettsville Volunteer Fire Company, which hosted the voting center. You're going to need to do an extra comedy show, the Baltimore Sun reported.
We'll have to do another beefsteak this year. It is two New York comics you could use.
Yeah, seriously. A statewide injunction forbidding any election official or law enforcement from interfering with any voter's right to vote by forcing them to cover their faces with a covering or mask of some sort must be immediately issued, according to the lawsuit, which also seeks constitutional voting rights training for election officials and sheriff's deputies. Because this is the first they've heard of this voting shit. People need to get trained. Swain, a retired correctional officer, told the Washington Post he felt disenfranchised after his arrest. Well, that's what arresting will do to you. Claiming he was only told to wear a mask once inside the polling place, and you need to tell me twice. I don't know why I don't have a black eye like a yappy woman. Anyway. What's the matter, Pip? No? Too much? Too much? Oh, Pip's mouth is open.
Well, I'm afraid if I say anything, you're going to slap me.
I might. We might flood that cave. Anyway, once inside the... Once inside the polling place, and after presenting his voter registration card showing he is a Republican. I don't even have a voting registration card. We don't do that here in New York.
No.
I like it better our way. You just have signature, which, you know, whatever. But anyway, I find it odd, Swain told the newspaper. I've been there quite some time, in full view of everyone in the room, and nobody said anything until that point. Did they not know I had arrived? Swain's son...
Huzzah! Here I am! Everyone fussed at me!
Why is no one confronting me at the door? I don't understand. Swain's son was also not allowed to vote without putting on a mask, but he complied and left the premises, sheriff's officials noted Tuesday, because he's fucking smart. Governor Larry Hogan, who's a Republican, by the way, signed an executive order this summer requiring polling places to adhere to public health guidance that masks be worn in all public places, the Washington Post reported. The county's executive, meanwhile, said Swain's lawsuit seemed frivolous since he had the option to vote but decided against doing so. It appears to me the whole intention was to create a legal situation. Harford County Executive Barry Glassman, a Republican, told the Washington Post. It's unfortunate because everybody's just trying to do their jobs and follow the rules that are laid out statewide. I gotta tell you, I don't think he was stopped from voting because he was a Republican. I think that's some bullshit right there.
No, I think he was stopped from voting because he was being a douchebag.
No douchebags allowed. But actually, he was. Go on.
Now, I'm curious. Reading the story, I wonder. I'm assuming everybody else had a man.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess so. Nobody else got hauled outside and is suing. I mean, you know.
Yeah. I don't. It sounds like he's going to be one of these guys that's going to make a scene.
Yes.
No, yeah. That, I don't. Yeah. That, and that, come that, on. I just went to vote today, and I don't think that they're the, I mean, they were very together, but I don't think they're the most together voting place. We all knew COVID was here. It wasn't like it was a surprise, and they didn't have time to tape stuff up. There was a sign before I got into the driveway saying masks must be worn. There was a sign on the door, masks must be worn. There was a guy at the door checking people. I don't think this was any bit of a surprise to him.
Like I said, when I voted today, I mean, you have to wear a mask. Everybody online had a mask. Everybody online was cordial. You know, if you're going to vote, make your statement when you pull the lever or you circle the little thing.
Correct.
Go in and get out. That's where you make your statement. You know, I mean, I could go on all week long arguing on this show, going on to Dick Eldorado, doing this, you know, putting material in my set. But when I go to vote, my whole objective is to make my voice heard in the voting booth. I don't need to make a scene. I sit there like a gentleman. I wear my mask. I look at my phone. I actually did show prep while I was online. I reset my watch. I mean, I got shit done.
I reset my watch.
We all agree on this. The final thing I will say about this is, you know what, in lieu of the situation and the fact that a lot of these poll workers are senior citizens and therefore much likely to have serious ramifications if they get COVID-19, it should be mandatory in every polling place to wear a mask. It really should. Don't be such a fucking douche.
Here's the thing with these poll workers. These folks give up their time. They want to make sure everything gets done right. They take their job damn seriously. Now, I voted where I live now, and where I voted where I used to live in my old town. You know, I've always found that the people there took the job damn seriously. You need some consideration. They're not there to be part of your revolution. They're there to make sure everything is so right. They're there to make fair and equitable. I want to make a difference. Then pick up the fucking pencil, circle who you want to vote for, and get the fuck out.
Well said. Let's move on. Well said.
Thank you.
All right, the Girl Scouts are in some hot water. Their thin mints are melting. The Girl Scouts celebrated the controversial and accelerated elevation of conservative Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court with this simple tweet. Congratulations, Amy Coney Barrett, on becoming the fifth woman appointed to the Supreme Court since its inception in 1789. And included was the picture of the five women who've been on the Supreme Court. All right, it did not stay up long. Barrett's critics quickly swarmed on Twitter to post the characterizing the jurist's right-leaning stance as a threat to Obamacare and abortion rights. Girl Scouts, this tweet is really who is this from? I don't remember who this is from, but this is from some celebrity somewhere. Girl Scouts, this tweet is really disappointing and won't age well when access to safe abortion and the healthcare needs of millions of women and girls are gutted in this country because of Barrett's addition to the court. Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley said, what kind of badge does one earn for uplifting a woman who is the antithesis of justice? I don't know. A pair of forceps? I don't fucking know. What? No? No?
Coat hanger.
Coat hanger? A coat hanger with an alley? Maybe that's the fucking badge. Maybe the Girl Scouts should take that under advisement. It's a valid question. I just don't know if Twitter's the place to have that conversation. But certainly a valid question.
Coat hanger badge. Everybody knows what that means.
Yes. Zach Braff said, because everyone wanted to know what Zach Braff was going to say, Google's, how do you make your own thin mints? You can't make your own thin mints. You're not that talented. Settle down there, Zach.
You're not going to get them that same consistency of crispness.
No.
It's crispness.
Are you having a war on crispness? Do not have a war on crispness.
I'm having a war with my tongue, apparently, and I'm losing.
Pip is pro-soggy cookie. It's very disappointing. All right. Aside from the social issues, which were the focus of the trending response to the tweet, Democrats are still smarting from the fact that the Senate confirmed Barrett so close to this week's presidential election now, after Republicans refused to even hold hearings on Obama's nomination of moderate Judge Merrick Garland in 2016. The latter vacancy occurred with the death that February of Justice Antonin Scalia, 269 days before Election Day. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died on September 18th, just 46 days from Election Day, to create what became the Barrett opening. The Girl Scouts, which claims to be a non-political, non-partisan organization, responded to the backlash by first defending and later deleting, offering this explanation. Earlier today, we shared a post highlighting the five women who have been appointed to the Supreme Court. It was quickly viewed as a political and partisan statement, which was not our intent. And we have removed the post. Well, it didn't end there. It did not end there. The Girl Scout controversy did not go in, because the right said, oh yeah? The left is bitching? Well, now it's our turn to bitch, Girl Scouts. We're all taking a bite out of your tag-along ass. So this is from Megyn Kelly. Remember her? She used to have a job. It's not partisan. She goes, this is pathetic at Girl Scouts. It's not partisan to generically congratulate the fifth woman ever to join the High Court. It's patriotic. Take your tweet down as partisan. However, in a real disappointment. Really, Megan? Okay. Robbie Starbuck, who has a blue check next to his Twitter account, who I've never fucking heard of. I've never heard of. I think he's a conservative personality. Have you heard of him, Joe?
No.
He's a zilch. Robbie Starbuck said, hey, at Girl Scouts, you deleted your tweet congratulating Judge Barrett on her confirmation to SCOTUS because the Democrats whined about it, and you caved to the mob. But I noticed you left this up. Going to delete this, too, or do only Republican women get deleted? And then it was a tweet congratulating Sandra Day O'Connor, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Elena Kagan, and Sonia Sotomayor broke gender barriers in the nation's highest court, but that's only part of what makes them inspiring role models. If I'm not incorrect, I believe Sandra Day O'Connor was put on by a Republican. I think it might have been Ronald Reagan, actually. So I think Robbie Starbuck's tweet is inaccurate, which is so surprising from a guy named Robbie Starbuck. But I believe Sandra Day O'Connor... What?
You know what?
If you're going to be a smarmy douche, get your facts straight, you fucking asshole. Sandra Day O'Connor was put on by a Republican. Okay. Let's see. First of all, first question right out of the bat. What type of creep is following the Girl Scouts Twitter account? I mean, seriously, what type of loon is hanging on every tweet that the Girl Scouts are putting out there?
Yeah, really. I mean,
probably put up the tag with her name on it.
What type of creep is stalking Justice Amy Coney Barrett? Oh, another tweet about her. Let me fucking weigh in. Have you nothing to do, Zach Braff? Okay, you have nothing to do. Have you nothing to do, Megyn Kelly? Okay, you have nothing to do.
she is an exemplary woman, you know, who is an inspiration, you know, should be a role model for young women. She's an amazing woman. She's got, you know, she's a role model.
Well,
but
Joe,
you don't like the process that got her in there. If you don't like the process that got her in there, that's not to be reckoned with.
It's not just the process.
She's a role model.
It's not just the process. She's come out against legalized abortion. She's come out against the Affordable Care Act. So it's not just the process. It's the process combined what she stands for. That being said, all that aside, to Joe's point, she's an accomplished woman. She's a brilliant woman. So, I mean, if you want to take all the policy and how she got to the Supreme Court out of it, she's a brilliant woman. That cannot be taken away from her. That being said, is it a partisan tweet? Listen, I get what the Girl Scouts were doing. It's a shame, but the Girl Scouts really need to read the room. And I'm not saying what they did was wrong, but they need to understand what a bunch of assholes live in this country who are just looking to pounce on you if you stick your head out from under the ground. I don't think what they did was wrong. They were congratulating a woman who attained a great achievement. Whether you agree with her politics and how she got there, I don't think that's how the Girl Scouts were looking. Go, oh, here's an accomplished woman. Let's celebrate her. And everybody's like, aha!
And the Girl Scouts were looking at it in a genuine way. He didn't have an agenda when they posted this. He wanted to congratulate somebody that was exemplary and would be a role model for young women.
And to further that, I don't think it was partisan when they took it down. They're just like, no, enough of this shit. We just want to sell some shortbread cookies, you motherfuckers. What's wrong with you? We don't want this on our Twitter feed. They're not like us who want to engage in verbal warfare. They just want to go on with their fucking patches and selling us $8 boxes of cookies. That's what they want to do. They don't stop reading into it, Megyn Kelly. They just want enough of this nonsense. If they didn't, they would have a fucking podcast about it.
Well, it was kind of like they stuck their toe in the water and realized, oh my God, everything is like incendiary right now. Whoop, back out, back out.
Yeah, they got their toes nibbled by a bunch of sharks and piranhas from both fucking sides. I don't blame them for taking it down. They weren't kowtowing to the left. They were going, oh, fuck, we don't need this.
Who was the woman that was involved? You know what I do with the Girl Scouts? Who was the woman that was involved in the Jerry Epstein, the Epstein case, the woman?
Ghislaine Maxwell?
Put that, you know what I would do? I put that up there and go, you go, girl. How dare you, really? Gonna bitch and moan? Fuck you! I'm taking a Supreme Court justice down, who's exemplary. I'm gonna put her in there. Fuck you! You go, girl. Don't you be that crap.
Well, I mean, listen. In her defense, she was the right
fuckers.
In Maxwell's defense, she was the right. She was.
You go, girl.
She was the right hand woman to a very accomplished pedophile. I mean, she achieved a lot too.
You want to bust my ball? All right, never mind. I'm not gonna put role models up. I'm gonna put pieces of shit up. Both sides are
going to
come out and go, fuck yourself.
You know, if I'm the Girl Scouts, it would have been, well, Megan, we would have put your accomplishments, but you're out of work. I mean, but that's not what the Girl Scouts want to do. The Girl Scouts want none of this. Stop it, people.
Yes.
Stop reading into this shit. They posted, there's other places to attack Amy Coney Barrett. The Girl Scouts Twitter feed is not the place to do it. And for the right...
No.
For the right, there are plenty of places to attack the left and cancel culture and this, that, the other thing. The Girl Scouts Twitter feed is not the place to do it.
This was not the place that is trying to provide guidance and leadership for young women and sell some goddamn shortbread is not the place to sink your fags.
Especially over a justice that they tried to find all the dirt they could. And she found nothing.
Well, no, you're making it too political. Don't even go into that. Don't even go into whether.
But what I'm saying is, it's not even that she's a controversial. Well, she is, you know. But basically, you look. You have people that the Girl Scouts put her up there because she's a role model and a very accomplished woman, and that's why she's up there with the other justices that were just as accomplished. And meanwhile, like I said, you've got the left that wants to rip her apart. Because of they didn't like the process that got her there, and then they take it down because the Girl Scouts don't want to make a mess. And now the right is saying, "Well, you don't stick to your gun, you know." So, like I said, put the fucking Weinstein woman up there, you know.
You know, I could have seen something happening similar to this. If, say, Hillary won in 2016, congratulations, Hillary Rodham Clinton, first female president, and then you'd have the right go, she's a murderer! You know how many people she killed? And I could see that attack going. And then the Girl Scouts would have taken that shit down, too. Because at some point, they just want to sell cookies.
Yeah!
You know, you want to know something? If Hillary won, and the Girl Scouts posted that, we get it. She's the first woman president. We get it. She's a role model to women that want to be president and be anything that they want. So, but you have people. It's just the same guy. It's the same guy that was in the last story. Regardless of what aisle, part of the aisle you're on, you always get the guy with the agenda. You know.
Yeah, I don't think the Girl Scouts had an agenda. I don't think they should have put it up. Not because they were wrong, just because they should have seen a fucking headache coming.
They didn't. The left did. And then the right did.
Yeah, but I'm saying they weren't wrong for what they did. They were just stupid.
No.
They didn't read the room. Pip, you're frozen. Your picture is frozen.
I know I am. I'm working on it.
All right, so let's move on. So we all agree on that one. The Girl Scouts did nothing wrong. It wasn't really partisan. They were just trying to promote women, and everybody got all their tits in a knot.
And everybody all got all bent out of shape.
Hey, look, it's two pips. It's two pips for the price of one.
Oh, there's two? Oh, Christ.
Yes. Joe, are you seeing what I'm seeing? Look at that. Look at that. There's my favorite pip. That's my favorite pip. She doesn't say shit. I like quiet pip. She doesn't annoy me. And then there's regular pip, who we love to. And now we have two frozen pips. Two frozen pips. How many frozen pips? Oh, she's unfrozen. Joe, how many frozen pips can we get before the end of the evening?
Ah, the night is so young.
All right, let's... Wow. All right. Well, early voting for Pennsylvania. It's so early, I'm not even going to say. I'm looking up now and then, and it's just early stuff. I'll say things when they call a state. To my knowledge, so far, the only state that's been called is Indiana for Donald Trump, which is not a surprise.
How could they? Oh, God, there's two of me. This is terrible. How could they call a state yet any place? Because don't they have mail-ins to count?
I guess they know what party's out there and everything. I mean, Indiana's not a mystery. I don't know how they do this. You got to remember, some of the states count the mail-ins early. Some count them early, some don't. So I don't know what I don't know what Indiana's rules are on that. But they called it for Indiana. What do you want me to tell you, Pip? I have nothing to do with this. I'm just reporting the news.
No, I want you to have all the answers, and I need them now because I am frozen, obviously, in fear.
Pip, I will make you this to you.
That ball's going around the old roulette wheel right now.
Pip, I will have all the answers for the topics I prepared for. I will have all the answers for that. Topics that I have not prepared for, I can't be held accountable. All right, let's move on. So the Arizona Coyotes, a hockey team, cut ties with their highest draft pick. They announced Thursday that they've renounced their rights to their top 2020 NHL draft pick, Mitchell Miller, after a recent report revealed he'd bullied a black classmate with disabilities. According to the report published by the Arizona Republic on October 26th, Miller had bullied the report's on October 26th, not the incident. Miller had bullied a developmentally disabled black teen while he was in junior high school in Sylvania, Ohio in 2016. Miller and another teen were accused of tricking Isaiah Myers Crothers into eating candy that had been placed in a urinal and physically assaulting him. Sounds like what we used to do with the games we used to play. Miller and another teen admitted to the bullying in Ohio juvenile court and were sentenced to community service, according to the Republic. The athlete sent a letter to NHL teams detailing the incident and apologizing for his actions, according to Coyotes general manager Bill Armstrong, who's quoted in the report. Prior to selecting Mitchell in the NHL draft, we were aware that a bullying incident took place in 2016, Coyotes president and CEO Xavier Gutierrez says. We have learned more about the entire matter, more importantly, the impact it had on Isaiah and the Myers Crothers family. What we learned does not align with the core values and vision for our organization and leads to our decision to renounce our draft rights. Armstrong said he fully supports the decision to renounce Miller's draft rights. Mitchell's a good hockey player, but we need to do the right thing as an organization and not just a hockey team, Armstrong said. I'd like to apologize to Isaiah and the Myers Crothers family for everything they have dealt with the past few months. I wish them all the best in the future. 6 days before the Coyotes made the decision to renounce Miller, the hockey player who attends the University of North Dakota issued a statement through the team, which was sent to the Republic. It read, I am extremely sorry about the bullying incident that occurred in 2016 while I was in the 8th grade. I was young and immature, and I feel terrible about my actions. He continued, at the time, I did not understand the gravity of my actions and how they can affect other people. I have issued an apology to the family for my behavior, completed cultural diversity and sensitivity training, and volunteered within my community with organizations such as Little Miracles. Over the past 4 years, I've had a lot of time to reflect and grow, and I am grateful to the Arizona Coyotes for taking a chance on me. I promise not to let them down. Moving forward, I want to be a leader for this cause and help end bullying and racism. CNN has attempted to reach Miller through the University of North Dakota. On Friday, University President Andrew Armacost said Miller would no longer be a member of the school's hockey team, a decision he said that he made after much consideration discussions with Miller and the Miller family, the hockey coach and the school's athletic director. Mitchell may remain a student at UND, and we will continue to support his future intellectual and interpersonal growth. We wish Mitchell well in whatever path he chooses in future endeavors. Isaiah Meyer Crothers' mother told the Arizona Republic that Miller has never apologized directly to her son outside of a letter mandated by the juvenile court. The University of North Dakota had earlier released a statement acknowledging the bullying incident after the Republic story was released. We are aware of the unfortunate incident that occurred with Mitchell in the 8th grade, the school said in the statement. We made a decision that our program could provide him the necessary infrastructure and culture to hone not only his hockey abilities, but most importantly, assist him in his continuing growth as a human being, which will last the remainder of his life. So what we put up a poll, got a lot of responses. The question we put up there is, should people be punished by losing their career for bullying bullying they did as a child? That was the question. Overwhelming, 66.7% said yes. 33.3% said no. So they felt the school and the Arizona Coyotes did the right thing by cutting ties with Mitchell Miller. This was my blog this week. I was in the minority on this. Listen, I don't know if Miller's really sorry. I don't know that. I don't know what's in this guy's heart. I do know that he completed the punishment that he was given as a juvenile. He did what was requested of him. I do know that as eighth graders, a lot of us make really bad decisions, do really stupid shit that in retrospect we wish we shouldn't do. I feel an opportunity was lost here by the Coyotes. The Coyotes could have said, listen, Mitchell, we took you, but we have very high expectations of you. You're going to get involved in the community. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. We need you involved. We need you to make a positive example. Because if initially, if we take you, people are going to give us crap, and we can't have that, Mitchell. We're going to hold you to a higher standard. It may not be fair, but this is the reality. And the school should have done the same thing, which was their initial reaction. I feel like both the school and the hockey team got shit for it, and they kind of pussied out. They quit. Which is a horrible message to send to athletes. When the going gets tough, you quit. I feel it's wrong. I understand what he did was terrible, and I don't condone what he did. You should never make anybody eat out of a urinal. I'm going to go on record with that. I stand by that shit. You should also listen. I take hard.
Can
stand.
I have your hand on that, sir?
Well, yeah, it was just in the urinal, but absolutely. Yeah. You know, listen, and racism and bullying. I'm against all that stuff. He was in the eighth grade. He did what he did. Are we going to make it so that you are scarred for whatever stupid, abhorrent shit you do as a child you can never get past? Is that what we're doing?
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Look, he's a piece of shit, what he did. I mean, what he did was wrong. But he did what was required of him, all right? And he realized that it was a mistake. Why are you still hanging that over him? You know, he did what was required, and yeah, he could be a spokesperson for not bullying and stuff like that. And he's a hockey player. You know, I mean, he's a goon. You know.
Well, no, actually, hold on, I gotta stop you right there. Actually, hockey players are known as actually to be the nicest out of the four major sports. Hockey players are generally good guys. He was an asshole as an eighth grader. I will say that much. I don't know what he is now.
Yeah, but still, you know. It shouldn't be held against them now. I mean, you know, it's like, so why even have them go through all of that? So because it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he did a stupid thing. Bless you.
Bless you, Jeff.
Thank you.
As a child, I mean, you're still what, 13 years old?
He's 13 or 14.
Or 13 or 14. So I mean. It's just like what you guys said. I don't condone what he did. It was an asshole move, but he was a kid. That doesn't mean that he doesn't get to go on and have a life afterwards. But I do have a much more important question about this, though. Why do they put those big white candies in the urinals if you're not supposed to eat them?
Yeah.
How did CNN not snap you up on election night?
The deer in the headlights sperm.
We are so blessed to have Pip Helix asking the hard-hitting questions. Thank you, Pip. Bless you, Pip. Bless you for your journalistic integrity. We appreciate it.
Well, I just need to know.
Well, Pip. I suggest next time we go to a place, whenever we're allowed to convene again, whenever the fuck that may be, that Joe and I will sneak you into the men's room, and you can take a lick and tell us what flavor. That is something we will do for you.
You know, I think I already know what those probably taste like.
So, for some reason, I'm fairly confident you do. I feel like you're a urinal licker. I feel comfortable with that. All right.
In all seriousness, ew, little bastard.
Yeah, but we all agree. But we were in the minority with that. You know, it was.
I'm surprised by the results that many people were like, "Yeah, you know what? Cancel the rest of his life because he did this horrible thing when he was a middle schooler.
I mean, do they think this is going to deter other eighth graders from being assholes? I don't see it.
No.
No, because you want to know something? As an eighth grader, you don't have the reason skills. Your mind is not developed yet. You still think like a numbskull, you know?
I don't know how much. Yeah. I don't know how much reasoning it has to take to go, hey, don't bully the disabled kid and make him eat candy out of a urinal. I don't know how much reasoning is going into that.
You know what? I was thinking about something when I was online voting, and I was doing the I was actually doing show prep while I was waiting online, and it was about the last story about the guy that went in there and made the scene and stuff like that. And I was thinking when I was in my 20s. And when I was in my 20s, I was kind of like a rebel, and I really said what I thought, you know.
And as opposed to now, where you just hold back and let bygones be bygones.
No, the Joe Curry, the 20-year-old Joe Curry is a lot different than the 58-year-old Joe Curry. A lot of the key ingredients are still there, but the thing about it is you know, I'm living my life. And the world's going to deal with me, and this is the way I am, and nothing's going to change me. And then when you start, life starts handing your ass to you, you know, and you fall in love with a woman, and then you wound up that you fell out of love with her, and you divorced her, and then you fell in love with another woman, and then, you know, you've been through jobs, and, you know, you lost relatives, and you get to a point where everything is okay, you know, and all right, you kind of like, you don't... A lot of it's been taken out of you. Well, I don't have anything to prove. You don't have anything to prove anymore. Just stand in line, you know. You just stand in line. You be cordial and stuff like that. You don't have that reasoning when you're young like that. You don't. So to hang somebody out to dry for something that they did when they were, an eighth grader is just stupid. Then why give them the punishment? Why have them finish these assignments that was given to them? But for them to just turn around and go, yeah, well, you did all that, doesn't mean shit, you know?
Right. He didn't murder anybody, did he? Did
he
I miss something?
Anybody. You do stupid shit at that age.
Right.
What he did was unconscionable, but he was asked of what he required. The only thing I don't like is he did not personally apologize to the kid that he did it to. Maybe on both sides felt it was good that he didn't. I don't know the backstory on that. But basically to move forward and to review that and go, well, he did this. But that it's not relevant to what's going on right now in the guy's life.
All right. So we all agree. Let's move on. We're just agreeing like mofos tonight.
Oh, no, I know. What's wrong?
Come together, America. Rally around Joe, Pip, and myself the way we all embrace. All right. That's how you need to embrace. Hold hands, Democrats and Republicans and Green Party and Libertarians. We can all come together. Rally around the candy in the urinal, we say.
Embrace the urinal cake.
Kumbaya, motherfuckers. Kumbaya. All right. So on Thursday, Kim Kardashian shared a gift from her husband and presidential candidate, I'll have you know, Kanye West. By the way, I remember when Kanye announced that he was running for office, and Trump supporters, not all of them, not even most of them, but some we know, Joe, and others, Trump supporters go, oh, what a master stroke. He's going to take away votes from Joe Biden. What a genius move. Kanye West is going to make a difference. You're hanging your hats on a Kanye West presidency to get your guy through? You're more fucked than I thought.
I know, and when I heard the news, I'm like, I thought he wanted to be an astronaut last week.
He's going to join Space Force. If Trump wins, he'll be in the cabinet for the next 4 years. He'll be helping run Space Force.
Literally in the cabinet,
popping out.
Oh. I heard noise. Rebecca,
oh my God! Can you imagine?
You know, I don't like to really throw stones at the mentally ill because there, but for the grace of God, go I.
And then you have to issue an apology and not be able to play hockey, so you don't want to do that.
Exactly, but. Lord have mercy. Can somebody shut that guy up? Please. No. Can we stop spending so much time looking in his direction.
My beef is not with
presidential material.
My beef is not with Kanye. It's with the fucking morons who thought this was going to be the thing. This was a masterstroke. There's Donald Trump playing 8.5-degree Chinese checkers again. What a genius move. You know Donald Trump and Kanye put this together. This is going to be the difference. This is the difference? Yeah. Kanye for president? This is... Ay, they.
Yeah. Because I'm starting to... I'm working on my paperwork to get to Canada even faster when I see that anybody is voting for Kanye. It's like, I can't live here anymore. Clearly, I can't stay here.
Ay, Kanye. All right. So anyway, he gave his wife a hologram of her for her 40th birthday of her late father, attorney Robert Kardashian. I'm going to play the... did you guys look at the hologram?
I didn't get a chance to look at the hologram.
I didn't look at the hologram, but I heard what it said.
All right, well, I'll play the audio for the audience and for Joe, and then we can discuss.
You're 40 and all grown up. You look beautiful, just like when you were a little girl. I watch over you and your sisters and brother and the kids every day. Sometimes I drop hints that I'm around, like when you hear someone make a big pee-pee, or when you make a big pee-pee. Remember when I would drive you to school on my tiny Mercedes every day and we would listen to this song together?
So we asked you, the people, in a poll. We put up two polls every week. Check out our Facebook, our Instagram, and our Twitter. They go up on Saturday and Sunday. Different poll questions, two a week. So we asked, would you want a hologram of a deceased loved one? 30% of the population said yes, we would like a hologram of a deceased loved one. 70% said no. Very decisive no. I don't know. I mean, I guess why people think it's creepy, but I could imagine that if you're missing somebody, it's kind of cool because they can modulate the voice. And, you know, this wasn't the greatest looking hologram. He had a weird glow about him. But I think it could be very comforting to somebody.
I don't know. I don't need a Netty hologram bowling me out for 15 minutes.
But I think you do.
Why don't you marry her?
I think
you almost took the house. Why don't you do this?
Joe would be the only one who would pull the plug on the hologram halfway through. Enough, I get it, Paul.
What have you done? You didn't do it. So she almost took the house. Right? I don't understand why the way you think, Joseph. All right, man, I get it. That hologram.
Now I want to make a hologram to annoy you. So you wouldn't want a hologram, but what can he say? You wouldn't want a hologram of your mom or your grandma or your dad?
No, because I think after it stops and you realize that they're really not there, I don't think I could deal with that.
Interesting. Pip?
Now, No, I found this to be really emotionally manipulative. It reminded me of the Jodie Foster space movie Contact, where if you didn't see it, there was a part in the movie where the alien presents itself to her in the form of her dead father. And eventually, because she's really smart, she goes, wait a minute, like, you can't be, this isn't real. And then it explains, well, we just wanted to present ourselves in a form that would give you comfort. But the thing is that I understand that part of this was he has the hologram say to her, and Kanye is a genius. And I just thought, you know, if you want to promote yourself to your wife, you can say this shit, or you can, like, have a commercial made up for yourself. But this is some really manipulative bullshit. I would not want this. It's like I either have video of them or home movies of them, or I don't. But I have memories and pictures, or I don't. But it's like, don't make shit up to have them say it to me.
Well,
I found this very unnerving.
Well,
and
it's also
something that, you know, maybe it's me, that it's to see somebody that's gone in a light that they're, like, almost there, and to have when it finally stops. Give me an example. Vince D'Antonio was a very beloved comic, a ventriloquist that we all worked with. He was one of the greatest guys in the world. Right after he passed, there was a get-together at Governor's Comedy Club where we showed a roast that we had of Vince. And we're all there. There's about maybe 30 comics in the bar area watching this. And then when the roast was over, it was Vince saying, well, good, you know, he roasted everybody back. And it's, well, everybody, good night. And it faded out. And all 30 of us sitting there realized that he was really gone. And comics always have something to say, an asshole crack for 10 minutes. Silence. 30 comics in a room. Silence. And because we just realized that it was like he was there, but he's really gone. And I think that's why I wouldn't want a hologram, but just to realize you're having this interaction that they're there, but as soon as it's over, you realize they're gone. They're not coming back.
Well, Kim and her family seem to like it. Now I agree. I agree with Pip. The whole most genius thing in the world. It's a bit much. That's really cheesy. The only thing I could compare it to, and I told this story when it happened. My wife's father passed away several years ago, which of course she's very close with him. So what I did is I went to Build-A-Bear and I created a picture to put on a little T-shirt to dress the Build-A-Bear in that had a picture of my wife and her father on the front of it. And I had on our voicemail, I had recordings of her father, you know, saying nice things to her, like he left messages. And I had them on my computer because through cable, it goes to the computer. Anyway, this, that, the other thing. So so there was some of his voice saying nice things to my daughter. I don't remember what it is. I mean, to my wife. So when she pushed the Build-A-Bear's belly, I think it's the belly or the paw, whatever the hell it is. She heard his voice. And she really, really liked that. I asked her about it. And she goes, here's the difference for me. She didn't like the hologram, she didn't think. But she did like what I gave her because that was his voice. And he actually said those things as opposed to it being manipulated, modulated.
Right.
So I guess I'm in the I understand what you guys are saying. I don't like the whole self-promoting yourself in it. I mean that's fucking lame. But that's Kanye, our future president. That's lame. But I mean, other than that, I mean, he knows his wife best, I'm guessing. I don't know. I think I would like it, but I get why people don't like it. But overwhelmingly, people do not like it, and you guys seem to be in line with that. So that's very interesting.
Yeah, but you know, and also you kind of mentioned the thing with your father-in-law's voice. On my answer at my old house, on my answering machine, we had some messages saved from Joanne's dad calling the house, Joanne's mom calling the house, and Joanne's sister calling the house, and all of them passed away within, oh God, maybe a 5-year period.
Mm-hmm.
And till the last day we were in that house, no matter what Joanne did to me or said to me or how, I always made sure that, those messages never got deleted, because that's something that you could just hear those people, you know, hear those people call, mm-hmm. you know, just to hear their voices, you know, and you know,
and it was real.
It was real. It was real calling that, you know, and I made sure that answer, you know, that answer machine was taken care of. I made sure that it was unplugged and you didn't lose the memory, because I knew. And like I said, the last days with our, I mean, we couldn't stand each other. I mean, it was bit, but I made sure that thing never got, you know, damaged or whatever, you know, because I knew what that meant.
All right. They've announced some other states. It's not in front of me right now. No surprises. Trump got West Virginia, Oklahoma. Biden's gotten D.C., Massachusetts, Delaware. No surprises when it comes up again.
Right. On those. Yeah, right.
So no, but, and they're putting up early results on states that are a little bit more up for grabs. But nothing that we need to stop our show for. You know, if Florida comes in or Ohio comes in, you know, a contested state, we can put on a little punditry hat and see what it means. Put in our expert mm-hmm. our expert opinion. But right now, everybody's just voting the way you would think they would vote. So we will go on with, an early lead for Biden in Texas. It doesn't mean shit. There's still more votes to come in. So dry off your panties, people. Let's go. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Swedish Amazon site has translation problems. Here's a fun little story. You know, a lot of times, you know, I try to pick stories that we could possibly argue about or discuss. This one's just fucking silly. You know, I figured the night that we were in for tonight, let's just...
I was laughing while I was online reading...
Yeah, this one's just silly. I don't see much controversy, but sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's good to be silly. Amazon's Swedish website launch became a laughingstock on Wednesday after poor translation saw it filled with offensive descriptions for products. The internet tech and online shopping giant making its first retail foray into the Nordic countries mixed up the Argentine and Swedish flags. Rule number one, get the flag of the country you want to be in correct. Labeled frying pans as items for women. Well, that's correct. Maybe the liberals were right. Maybe I am misogynistic. Anyway, labeled frying pans as items for women and bizarrely listed in Adidas child sexual assault football shirt. You know what? It was a Penn State shirt, and there's nothing fucking wrong with that.
Holy crap!
What? No? No, no? Am I wrong? Okay. I'll go on.
Probably not. No.
The new website, Amazon.se, appeared to fall victim to poorly designed translation algorithm as it struggled with the multiple meanings of some English words on its launch day. In one example shared by a number of people online, the website, I said, confused the Swedish flag with the Argentine flag in the drop-down menu. One video game, The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, was translated as The Savage's Breath. Okay.
I have that in the morning sometimes.
Yes. While the racing game Need for Speed Payback was displayed as, do you require speed refund?
How much the scammers are riding this shit.
Yeah, really. Flory, is that you, dear? Are you back? Anyway. Another game, Watch Dogs 2, became, look at dogs, too! While Star Wars Battlefront 2 became Star War Battery Front. Meanwhile, an air fixed box containing models of Russian infantry became Russian infants. While Nintendo's video game console, the Nintendo Switch, became the Nintendo Circuit Breaker.
Sounds like a wrestler's name.
Circuit Breaker?
Circuit Breaker.
Nintendo Circuit Breaker.
Other gaffes were more vulgar, and these are the ones we enjoyed the most. Calvin Klein boxer shorts turned into men's luggage trunks. You know, I got to store my balls in the luggage. Put some Samsonite trunks around those fuckers. I don't want anything. I don't want any damage to come to this cargo.
I like that.
While pearl earrings.
Briefs. I always say that they're briefs. What do you mean briefs? How are they going to be on me?
While pearl earrings were described as being ideal for European prostitutes. And I will say, as is the matching pearl necklace. I see no issue with this. The translation program also showed the word cockerel into Swedish term cuck, which is also a slang term for penis in the Scandinavian country.
Yeah.
It meant an embroidery pattern displaying a rooster was listed as a cross stitch for adults. For adults, big dick, do it yourself. Pushy.
Well, you know what? There are other things that are labeled that same way.
One at a time, kids. One at a time. What?
That's the one that made me laugh online. Yeah, like.
Yeah. The website's translation algorithm appeared to have particular problems with products involving oilseed rape, which I don't know what that is. Which it's
the stuff that canola oil is made out of.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you. Which it translates to Valdakt, Swedish, for violent sexual assault on numerous items. I like to cook with assault. Pip, would you like some French fries? I'm gonna fry them in some assault. Would you like some sexually assaulted spuds, Pip?
I'd like a big helping of oilseed rape, please.
Well, I was gonna give you regular rape, but. I was going to give you regular rape, but since you're being specific, we'll comply.
Yes, I just like the oilseed rape. That's the way I like it, and that's what I'll tolerate.
The result was items such as jigsaws, mouse mats, and shower curtains decorated with sex assault flowers.
Sex assault flowers?
Well, I thought the whole point of sexual assault was to deflower. I had no idea. Anyway. While a fishing lure was described as roach bar sex assault.
Sex assault? What looks like a cock ramming through a lilac? What the hell is that?
Wow. Did you say cockroach?
Roach, not cockroach. Roach bar sex assault.
Cockroach.
Oh!
This baking tray is for chocolate, excrement, and goose water. Pip, might you be making us some excrement? I would love if you would bake us up some excrement, Pip.
Well, I will bake you an excrement cake, only you're going to have the flu for a month afterwards.
Well, can we...
Apparently the algorithm likes slang.
Yeah, seriously.
A slang-based algorithm.
Swedish customers could already shop on Amazon through website in other European countries, but it meant many consumers had to pay high delivery charges. Amazon already had websites in France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, Spain, and the UK, but Alex Oates, vice president of EU expansion, said they wanted to empower small Swedish businesses through Amazon, and boy, did they, and earn the trust of customers in Sweden through the expansion. Well, I don't think rape is the way to, and sex assault is the way to do it.
So funny. As a side, you know why I know what that was?
No.
Because you're a creep?
Yes.
Yes. But actually, it's because of my Wynwood fandom. And he was videotaped walking around on his farm, and someone in the interview asked him, well, you know, what do you grow here? And he mentioned a couple of things, and he mentioned oilseed rape. And I was like, say what now?
Yeah, really?
What now? So I looked it up.
That's the great thing about Wynwood. He's always so informative.
Always. You never know what you're going to learn.
All right. So that's the gist of it. So I have a question, kids. Worst rollout, Amazon Sweden or Obamacare's website?
I think that Obamacare was a worse rollout because at least Amazon's was funny.
Yeah, you got to chuckle. Yeah, Obamacare rollout.
I'm so glad that you guys are enjoying sex assault flowers as being entertaining.
Yeah.
You know, that was going to be my screen name until I thought better of it.
And final question. Final question. Where the fuck? Whatever. All right. Harder to understand Swedish Amazon's descriptions of products or a speech by either Joe Biden or Donald Trump? I think both. I think both are all three are equally coherent.
I would think they're on the same platform. Yeah, both are equally entertaining.
Yes, yes.
That makes three of us.
So there you go, kids. That was a fun little way. That was a fun little segment. If we all agreed, everybody had a good time. Yeah. All right. So we're gonna take our final break of the evening. So far, Donald Trump has 42 electoral points, and Joe Biden has 30. But again, it's really early. Nothing shocking going on with the election. The states that went red, you would expect to go red. The states that went blue, you would expect to go blue. So I'm just watching the CNN. Is it fake news, Joe? Is my little screen giving me fake news?
No, not really, because the last presidential election, you would watch the polls and just watch everybody on CNN turn ashen.
Yeah, wasn't there like one like on MSNBC where like Rachel Maddow or somebody was crying or something?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I look forward to tonight for Sean Hannity to cry tears of Crisco. if it seems to be going Uncle Joe Biden's way, I will hastily turn on Fox News to see them cry. You have it here from your pal. That will be the best watching. Now, if it goes Donald Trump's way, I will shut off the TV and throw it out the window. No, I'm just kidding.
Funny.
All right, let's take her.
I'm going to set myself on a flame and run down the road.
See now I'm conflicted. Now I'm almost pulling for a Trump victory. All right. On the break, we have new music from Bantu Nani with Another Place. And Sophie Griffiths with Keep Your Love. And you can learn more about both those artists at deucemusic.com. Bantu Nani and Sophie Griffiths. When we come back, we'll do some Scamming Scammers with Carolyn. We took a break last week from that. Always fun stuff to do there. Don't go anywhere. Thanks for hanging out. Real short break.